Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. And Sam Cliverton, out after all, won't be riding Maximal. His mouth's wide shut? That would make it pretty hard to ride a horse.
Yeah, very difficult decision for him, wasn't it, Jared? But I think he made the sensible call in the end. To obviously not ride on Saturday on Maximal. So Alicia Collett picks up the rides. Great news for her. She's going to do some navigation from that outside gate. I've been trying to get my head around these internationals, Jared, just in the last 24 to 48 hours, and they're all fascinating runners. I think you can make a case to say Laws of Indices might be the sharpest of the trio coming out from the Northern Hemisphere. He hasn't run beyond 1,400 metres in his career, which is quite unusual when you see a horse from Europe come down to Australia. Now, Maximal, he brings genuine A-grade form from Europe. I'm not no expert in international racing over there in Europe, but he's form around horses like Saeed, a horse like Hurricane Lane, who's been placed in Epsom Derby and After Triumph. That is serious, serious form from Europe. Having said that, is the 1,500 metres going to be a little bit too sharp for him? I'm not too sure. John O'Shea's tucked on the blinker, so obviously trying to get into, I suppose, jump really cleanly and find a nice trailing position midfield with a bit of cover from that wide gate. And Rev Duval looks like a really nice horse in the making, but going back to watch one of his replays from the Curra 3 back when he won a race over there, he was really strong through a line at 2,000 metres. So I think Annabelle Neesham sort of forecast that he might be a nice miler, 2,000 metre horse, weight for age in time. I'm probably suspecting it might be a little bit sharp for him there on Saturday.
Adam, what are you expecting the decision to be on Eduardo, mate?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Clarkie. Joe Pride's going to wait as long as possible before he makes a call on what Eduardo's going to do. It's basically a call, do you want to take on Masked Crusader or do you want to take on Nature Strip down the straight at Flemington? That's basically what your decision's going to come down to. I suppose maybe helping him decide to stay in Sydney is the fact he's drawn a really soft gate there at Rosehill on the weekend. Now, I think it's 1,300 metres from a soft gate. I think Eduardo's fine. We saw that in the Everest there last start. He was pretty strong through the line at 1,200 metres in a high-pressure race. So there's no reason to suggest he won't run out a strong 1,300 metres at Rosehill from a very ideal gate. So I don't think we'll get a decision probably till Friday, I'd imagine, with Joe. He'll try and weigh up what that field's going to be for the VRC sprint. We know that Nate Strip's going to be there. He'll try and figure out what else is going to be in that race. And we won't be getting a call on that till very late in the week.
What happened in the Bendigo Cup yesterday?
Yeah, Loz, did you see the run of this horse I made yesterday? It was remarkable. He had to run 1-2-3 to qualify for the Melbourne Cup. He stood in the gates there and missed the start by a conservative 10 to 15 lengths. And he rattled home to run fifth. So unfortunately, it wasn't enough to try and make the field. But it was an incredible run. He's done that his last couple starts as well. So I think Terry Henderson and the OTI connection was probably pretty frustrated he hasn't qualified for the Melbourne Cup. He does himself no favours at all. So he'll probably head to the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, I'd imagine, on the final day of the carnival next week. But no Melbourne Cup for a mate at this stage.
Oh, this Coolmore Field on Derby Day. Wow.
How good a race is this going to be? This is outstanding. It's one of the most important stallion-making races in Australia for the year. The breeders lick their lips when it comes around to the Coolmore every year. Very keen to see what this Extreme Warrior can do for Michael Price and Mick Kent Jr. Like, he was outstanding in the Blue Sapphire, putting Profiteer to the sword. Got to transfer his form from Caulfield to Flemington. Hasn't been down the straight yet, but gee, looks like a top, top colt. And then what do you do with some horses like Artorias jumping back from the Caulfield Guineas in? The Congo's had the blinkers applied, plenty of money around for him to run really sharply over the 1,200 metres, and Home Affairs coming out of the Everest, and you got Paul Ailey there. So I'll tell you what, the sparks will be flying in the early stages there. Fascinating race for Coolmore Studded Stakes on the weekend.
Looking forward to your mail tomorrow, mate.
Yeah, we'll give some tips tomorrow, boys, and we'll see if we can find a few winners.